A Short Account of the History of Mathematics by W. W. Rouse Ball. James Gregory, 1638 to 1675. James Gregory, born at Drumoke, near Aberdeen in 1638, and died in Edinburgh in October 1675, was successively professor at St. Andrews in Edinburgh in 1660. He published his Optica Primata, in which the reflecting telescope known by his name is described. In 1667, he issued his Vera Circulae et Hyperbolae Quadrata, in which he shewed how the areas of the circle and hyperbola could be obtained in form of infinite convergent series. And here, I believe for the first time, we find the distinction drawn between convergent and divergent series. This work contains a remarkable geometrical proposition to the effect that the ratio of the area of any arbitrary sector of a circle to that of the inscribed or circumscribed regular polygons is not expressible by a finite number of terms. Hence he inferred that the quadrature of the circle was impossible. This was accepted by Montecula, but is not conclusive. For it is conceivable that some particular sector might be squared, and this particular sector might be the whole circle. This book contains also the earliest enunciation for the expansions in series of sine x, cosine x, sine to the power of negative 1, x or arc sine x, and cosine to the power of negative 1, x or arc cosine x. It was reprinted in 1668 with an appendix, Geometrie Pars, in which Gregory explained how the volumes of solids of revolutions could be determined. In 1671, or perhaps earlier, he established the theorem that angle equals tangent of the angle minus one-third, tangent cubed angle plus one-fifth, tangent to the power of 5, angle, etc. The result being true only if angle lie between negative quarter pi and quarter pi. This is the theorem on which many of the subsequent calculations of approximations to the numerical value of pi have been based. End of chapter. Read by David Russell for Lit2Go. Available on the web at fcit.usf.edu.